Hopefully but don't be this is bad.
We're probably still gonna we'll slow down and lay off us, see him up, hearing it go to tree up, sure it all come,
gotta be
Rose in and I rot tea up, tea no, for we that seem to bad tree up, be lost. My husband, you can make me think that they're out, and the mess, no sight, get down, and the and my boots are not really wearing my boot them. Who really was? There's a lot to drive, and all tight, can you go me away? Yeah, maybe we was loose, now with you. I'm there, so I'm with you, so.
Oh,
there's a lot of it. They're the biggest. You know, yeah, what's happening, but the way, it's the way now, I go, it's the way the worst is. Here are you, the snoops on the door, and look at the mountain, and mad, but I see you, and in your flat, where we got, I've no time. Oh, because I have a kid that's my brother.
Been in the trenches over there, and then he got pneumonia, and they shipped him back to England. That's kind of a story I got, but I couldn't figure that out from the letters. The last letter seems like was from England, and he was in the hospital then. The other thing I remember is when they shipped the body back, and had the funeral there at, on the 24th Street. Lindquist, I think, was the name of the...
24th Street.
It was up above Washington.
Sure. Lindquist, you're right. Yeah, Lindquist.
Then we went on up to the graveyard.
Were you old enough to remember who were at the funeral and whatnot, any regard?
Grandma and Grandpa and...
My dad, was he there?
Oh yes, your dad and Sam, they were there. I can remember that because we all more or less sat together.
And was Hensley, May there? Had she passed away?
I can't remember May being there. I think May was in California then.
Oh yeah, that's the guy she married was from down there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And seems like she married a man though that had two children.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were step.
Were step.
Step
to her,
to,
huh?
To Betty.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Seems like there was a boy and a girl. Remember, maybe Dorothy could kind of fill you in more on that too, because Dorothy and Betty kind of played together a little at the time, because they were about the same age, I think, with that grandpa down on Linford there, because Betty used to come up and Dorothy and her would go to church together on Sundays.
The Hall family were Methodists at that time, weren't they?
Yeah, it was Methodists.
Yeah.
My dad married this gal. I can remember Grandpa was a little upset.
Grandma too.
They were both because your dad had joined the Mormon Church.
Joined the Mormon Church.
Uh-huh. Oh, they couldn't get over that.
Yeah.
But your dad came out, was working for Grandpa, and didn't seem to be any you know, any arguments or anything about it at the time, because I'd be there and go riding with your dad. Grandpa let me go, and once in a while, then sometimes he wouldn't let me go. And,
well, going back to Ralph, he said he was, do you think his earliest work was on the railroad?
Yeah.
Maybe like my dad's?
Yeah, he was, his earliest work was there switching engines. Switching, you know,
was he
cars
running the engine himself?
No, no, he's a switchman.
Oh, the guy who, oh, okay.
Yeah, through the switches, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jump on the train, go down so far, then run back and switch it back or something. And that's how they did
it. Oh, yeah.
They had to go. They'd have boxcars that go along the side of a track, and they'd go down there and catch those boxcars, bring them up, and then back in, and then get in some more, and
yeah.
Then they'd have a whole train made up, and then they'd go off.
Was he still doing that when he was?
He was doing that when he got a, got inducted into the Army.
Well, my dad was on the same circuit.
Probably was.
Now, let's see. Is Dad older than Ralph? Let's see.
Because
Sam's the oldest.
Sam was the oldest. May was the oldest.
Oh, May was the oldest.
Yeah, then Sam.
May, Sam.
And I don't know.
Howard or Ralph, I think.
I think,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's too bad that you don't have foresight while you're, well, I was too young, I imagine, foresight enough to get any literatures or any Bibles or maybe they had written them and so forth.
Well, all us as teenagers, zero interest in anything like
that's
that
right.
For a long time.
Right. Yeah.
We've been, on this family history stuff, we've been to England a couple of times, we've been to Sweden, we've been all through the eastern United States. You can get hooked on it.
Yeah. Where was Grandpa originally from?
Hey, Adderose, you know this better than I. What's the farthest we can go back on the whole line?
Oh, highway. Back to Virginia.
Originally, the family would start from where? From there or from back in England?
We can't get across the ocean. We've tried.
Oh, you can't hook anything up from there.
And
huh?
We tried going to the south. There was some... my mother was interested in family history and genealogy, but Grandmother Hall, of course, knew that the Mormons would do temple work for these, and she was against that.
Look, this is what she does. Sewing.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Got a jacket that goes with that.
Lovely.
Isn't that beautiful? Step for her mom. My mother's.
So, see, Grandma Hall wouldn't want to give my mom information.
Yeah.
We go do temple work for somebody. See,
uh-huh.
She didn't want that.
Uh-huh.
And but there was kind of a, I don't know what you would call it, a rumor somehow. You know, you go back far enough in people's lines, and there's a nigger in a woodpile, so to speak,
yeah.
Somewhere. All, you know, everybody's has
right.
That. Everybody's going to run into that.
Uh-huh.
Lida Rose has an aunt, you know. She is royal blood all the way back to Adam. No skeletons in her closet anywhere, you know. But I was under the impression from talking to my mom years ago that there was a little bit of a skeleton somewhere in the hall line
uh-huh.
that Grandma Hall wouldn't part with.
Uh-huh.
And it had something to do with one of the halls somewhere in the line running away from home and not coming back and therefore got lost. And you know, I vaguely Emma Hall, she told me that it was my aunt, whether it was her sister or a relative or something. I can remember that woman visiting down there on Binford. I can't place her though. Well, I can tell you of an aunt that was somewhat interesting. Her name was Belle Clore Heath, and she still lived back in Cedar Rapids. And for a long time, I had a little silver spoon that she had sent to me when I was young, a baby, didn't know. But my parents, you know, it was in the house for a long time, but finally got lost. And I believe that she did come to Utah. Once. And that's the only hall aunt that I have ever had any recollection of, was this Belle Clore Heath. Now, when we lived in Schenectady, New York, when I was working for General Electric Company, my mother and dad worked their way back by automobile to Utah, trying to find all the places they could where halls lived that seemed to be in this hall line.
Uh-huh.
And there were two Henry C. Halls. Our grandfather, and then a Henry C. Hall beyond him.
Oh, wow.
That Henry C. Hall had a store in the Cedar Rapids area. In Iowa. And the day that my mom and dad got there, they were tearing the store down. And they didn't get a picture of it. But Ida Rose and I have since been back there, going through all the records and whatnot. And in those days, everybody had a will, and the will was very detailed in those days about everything. And that great-grandfather of ours, everybody in that town owed him money. He was too generous a man.
Uh-huh.
He just in the will, you know, when it was probated and whatnot, of course it showed everybody who owed him money. And it was dang near everybody in town owed him money.
Nobody ever collected, huh?
Nobody ever collected. So he was, there's kind of it seems to me from what we've been able to study going back that halls are entrepreneurs. They have some of that spirit, almost all of them.
Well, whatever, seems like we've had some good genes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Because.
We could get across the ocean. I was first back in Indiana. And see, when I got into research, I found all this out. And then he went to
Nauvoo
and then he had about.
Yeah, on the Evans.
Doing the archaeology is kind of interesting, too. Well, I've been into that end too much, back. Yeah, her Langford line is called G in the West, but back there it's K, Langford. We found the first still in Indiana her grandfather ran.
It was supposed to be
Scotch. and talking to people and whatnot around there, they knew where it was, so we went over and, you know, we scratched the ground a little bit looking for things that we had. What you really need to do is get into it with a shovel and some students and a screen and sift things out. You can learn lots of things that way, you know, but we just brought home a brick from the still.
How old was your dad when he passed away?
85. And my mother was 79. So that's the best indication that you maybe ought to live to 80 at least.
Well, I'm 75 now.
Yeah, you're 5 years older than I.
So I might make it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to live a long time if I could have good health. I haven't done half the things I want to do yet.
Yeah, that's the only thing. If you keep your health and sanity.
You can just keep your good mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her dad lived to 95, but he lost his mind the last few years.
Last 5 years.
But
he had
My dad, Howard, he was with it to the end.
He was real sharp. But yeah. Well, we were there. We had a funeral for my other uncle. And your dad rode with us, with Mother and I, to in the funeral.
Which uncle was this?
This was Bert Evans.
Oh, Bert Evans. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bertello was his name, Bertello.
Oh.
But to call him Bert.
That's his mother's
brother. Yeah. Right, yeah. My dad was quite gregarious, actually. He was friendly with people, and particularly in the case of family, whether it's my mother's side or his own side. Of course, there are a lot more on my mother's side because my grandfather had two sisters for wives, and then later on had another one. Only one child by that, but so on the Tracy side, I've got so many cousins, I never could have known them all. I run into them once in a while, though.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, it's really peculiar. I go up the Northwest, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. Oh, I seem to stumble across the Tracy at church or somewhere up there.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, anybody who died on my mother's side, we'd go to the funeral, you know.
Uh-huh. I'm going to live to be 81.
Your mother was 81?
Yeah.
Well, you having lived as long as you have, Ralph probably would have lived to an old age, too, if you hadn't got that darn pneumonia over there.
Probably would have, yeah.
My dad was kind of outspoken, though, on certain things that one of my youngest brother, Delbert, during World War II, ended up in Virginia, Richmond area. And he met a girl back there during the war and married, and he's been back there ever since. So once in a while, my dad, Howard, he didn't want to fly airplanes. He'd get on a bus, and he'd ride all the way back there on a bus. But Dad would, if somebody's smoking behind him, he'd just tell him flat out, "Hey, quit smoking. I'm blowing your smoke, you know, my way." He'd say that. It was too blunt in those kind of ways. But another thing, he's always going to preach the gospel to everybody ever saw, and he would, you know. A lot of people didn't like that. He started off too strong. My dad and mom went on a mission when they were old, too.
Did they?
Yeah, they were sent over to Durango, Colorado, as missionaries. My dad was probably 65, and mom would have been 2 years older. Mom was older than dad a couple of years. So they were over there for a couple of years, more missionaries trying to convert the other Christians to Mormonism. That's not bad at all for somebody to watch over you. Here's a 1983 deluxe Ford station wagon, and it's spotless. I'd like to buy that car. I mean, he really is the man that's only driven around the block in the church, you know. Those 89 years old and still has a driver's license.
Well, speaking of the temple, we went over to see the lights.
Yeah.
It's just
is it new lighting that they put on?
Over here.
Oh, the Mesa. The temple of the
Mesa. Well, we haven't seen that temple for years, so we drove by it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in Utah, you got twigs and branches running everywhere to run lights, but what do you do on palm trees?
Oh, they got them on palm trees. Bushes. They had that lit up. That was beautiful the way they did it.
Well, every year they try to outdo themselves in Salt Lake. They have, I know it runs to the tens of thousands of lights.
What a job, put them up and take them down. Look,
I was listening to it on the television. They were telling me they start 2 months, start putting up the lights there at the temple.
2 months ahead?
Yeah. But it takes them 2 months to take them down. I have to have something like, what, 240,000 lights? Little lights, you know? Yeah.
Why did they have to get up there from all the palm trees?
Yeah. Oh, they had trees and bushes and everything lit. And then on the back, they just had a whole big mass of lights.
Cool back there. Lighted all around it. And then they had missionaries or elders, wherever they are, fellows. Standing around, guys,
yeah,
to answer questions. And very, I was telling you, the Methodist choir at 7 o'clock, which you can hear for a half hour.
Right.
They had, it showed on.
Were they located right at the temple grounds?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, you know, you know, when the Catholics came to town and built the, what do they call it, the cathedral there in Salt Lake. They didn't have a choir. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir went over there and sang their first mass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's really. And that would be, it's interesting because our daughter was Queen of Job's daughters, you know. Oh, and we had our best friends in all the worship. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And of course, growing up, I didn't know there was any place but a Mormon church. Mm-hmm. Right. So, well, let's go on and have lunch, or are you ready?
Well, I learned a few things.
Next week.